I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. Today, I'm hosting a group called Pushing Chain. It is North Shore musicians Boyd Blomberg, Adam Moen. They're joined by Duluth stand-up bassist Adam Booker of the UMD Jazz Department this afternoon as well. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Well, so since I don't know you guys, and I've kind of been busy here for the past couple minutes, I kind of want to provide some context, at least for myself, if not for the listener. I'm wondering what your history, what's your connection to the Northland music scene here? I know it says you guys are kind of based around this region as of late. Have you been here for a number of years, or has there been some moving around going on?
I've been up in, I live in Lutzen now, but I've been in Lutzen, Grand Marais, Cook County for almost 18 years. Adam grew up there, and we played a lot in the late 90s into the early aughts together. Then he moved to Chicago for 10 years. He's in Duluth with his wife. And so, yeah, we've been playing up and down the shore for quite a while, and we just met Booker. How long have you been in town? This is Dr. Professor Adam Booker right here. And we've been playing off and on for, you know, that amount of time.
I did. In the middle of somewhere, this is Adam. In the middle of somewhere, I moved to Chicago for about 10 years. But I would commute back because I still had family up in Cook County. And so we'd play, you know, some, but not as much as we did before I moved.
Were you working on some musical projects down there?
In Chicago? No, I was just working on moving away and going somewhere big, just kind of hiding in the city for a while.
Wanderlust.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get the skinny coming up in a few minutes. Why don't we start with a tune?
Great. This is a song I wrote called The Cowboy's Ride. They say to write what you know. This is a song about a cowboy coming of age in the mid-1800s, and I own a pair of cowboy boots. I've listened to Sons of the Pioneers, and I got Marty Robbins records, and I've been on a horse, but I don't know from cowboys.
Ride to one, fellas.
It was spring in the hills, the year of 58. I was 14 years old when I learned to ride that thing. The cow fox took far and my little sister too. Well, I knew right then here what I had to do. No, I am a cowboy, I'm riding the range. I see stars up above spilling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, as cowboys were born to ride. So as I wrapped up my bedroom paws, coat was on my side. Mama kissed me on the cheek, he's warm biscuits for the ride. And out to old Jones Keys, for he owned a large concern. Had a tear in my eye and it still burned. No, I am a cowboy, I ride in the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, as cowboys were born to ride. When I got to old Jones Cleese, he said, sure you won't ride, son. It's hard work and it's something for a man twice your size. Yes, I sure knew that when I walked through your door. Well, the cowboy's life for me and nothing more. No, I am a cowboy, I ride in the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, as cowboys were born to ride. Yeah. Riding fences, every gulch and every draw, every canyon that holds water, all went along before the thaw. Almost turned me toward the town life when I met Miss Laura Lee. Never spent a dime, that ain't no life for me. No, I am a cowboy, I'm riding the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, as cowboys were born to ride. Well, as cowboys were born to ride. I said cowboys were born to ride.
It's Pushing Chain, live from Studio A. What was the name of that tune?
A Cowboy's Ride.
A Cowboy's Ride.
I'd like to...
It's called A Fiddler's Lament.
That version was brought to you by Duluth Coffee Company, because I've had about two pails of coffee this morning, right? Oh, man.
Well, they are now.
Underwriter, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, guys, you... I know... I've been reading up a little bit. The two of you, Boyd and Adam Moe, you've known each other for a long time. But as far as this Pushing Chain moniker, that's a relatively new thing.
Yeah, that's what is that about 2.5-3 years now? We decided to go with a name that wasn't based on our personal names because, you know, frankly, outside of your backyard sort of area, people don't really care about that. But so I was they don't, you know. So I was looking at just sort of a name that seemed relevant to what we do, and you know, pushing chain is the idea is when you push a chain, you do a lot of work, and then you look behind you, and there's all that chain still back there that you didn't actually push.
An exercise in futility.
Yeah. It's exactly. An exercise in futility, exactly.
And we're self-deprecating Scandinavians as well, so you know you can't
Right.
On the edge too much.
True Northern Minnesota flavor. So what you guys have this new album that's coming out under the Pushing Chain moniker. What has your musical relationship been up to this point? Do you guys have other albums under different projects? Have you done a lot of recording, or have you mostly done some touring and playing around? Or I guess I'm wondering what the musical relationship has been like between the two of you for the most part since
what
97.
I'll interrupt you when it's time, but you go
I've ahead. I got on the road when I was 19 years old. Mm. I was in a hippie rock and roll band, traveled the country for about 6-7 years. And I guess technically I'm a reemerging artist because though I would play 100-plus times a year, a lot with Adam up on the shore when I moved to the North Shore, I had a wife and kids still have kids. I have an ex-wife. And
I still have kids. That's good.
And so I was always playing quite a bit. In the last few years, it's really been something that I've wanted to go after wholeheartedly again. And it was actually a function of really getting back into writing songs again. You know, they really started to – I felt like I had something to say songwriting-wise. So that's when it popped out. And with Adam – it's just so easy. I mean, he's such a great player, both on fiddle and his harmony and his vocal work. You know, it's just easy for us. So it's a lot of fun. So
yeah, absolutely. So if I wanted to, besides this Pushing Chain album, you know, if I wanted to find something that had you guys, is there anything else floating around out
yeah,
there?
I have some work with an old band I was in called the Goonie Birds. And that's, nearly ancient history, though. We just had a reunion down the Twin Cities, and we have one coming up. We used to play at the Caboose down in Minneapolis every Sunday night, and for the Caboose's 40th year anniversary, they're having us play a show on the 22nd of November. And then Adam and I also did a CD circa 1999, 2000.
Yeah, 98, actually.
Was it
98? Yeah.
There you go. It was a while ago. So other than that, mostly just a lot of live gigs. I mean, we like to play. That's our thing. But we already have our next CD ready to go.
We've got two more
not
discs actually
yet.
Ready to...
Yeah, we have songs.
We got to start planning them. So.
Right. So I noticed like with this new one, you got together with some backing musicians, JT and Chris Bates from Minneapolis, and you had a producer named Tom Herbers. What was that like sort of getting back into that studio feel and having to really, you know, sort of refine stuff and do stuff over and over to me? You know, because I know that being on the road and doing live stuff is often a very different flavor of, you know, doing music for a living than having to get in a studio and make sure that everything is sort of just right.
I know I was shocked actually in the beginning because Tom said that I had to play fiddle during the times when I would normally be singing in a live show. And I got to thinking, I don't think I've ever done that. I have to figure out what I'm going to say in those spots. But it was actually really comfortable because I don't know what you know of the Bates brothers, but as far as a drummer and a bass player go, first of all, they're brothers, so they kind of know each other back and forth. and they're so professional about everything and so much fun to be around that it was just a really comfortable studio situation, I thought.
Right. And I've known Herbers for many years as well. Of course, people in this area know him because he runs front of house for Low. Actually, we have a CD release party down at the Ice House this Friday, and he's leaving the day before for a Low tour, so he can't be at our release show. But he is also, he's done a couple Jayhawks albums, Soul Asylum, etc. But I recorded, we went to the same high school. He is a year older than I am, Tom Herbers. And he did an album with us at Paisley Park in 1990, actually. So I've known him for many years. And we ran into him when he was running front of house for Trampled by Turtles at Papa Charlie's in Lutzen. And we said, we're going to go into record here this spring. Are you interested? And he signed on, which was a great feeling. And then we had played with JT Bates a little bit here and there and got his brother to come along with. And it was just nice and easy.
Cool.
A lot of fun.
Well, those guys aren't here today. We're doing a little bit more of a stripped down type of thing. But let's hear another tune, shall we?
Perfect. This is a track off our current CD. It's called Broken Oars.
Pushing Chain, live from Studio A.
Like the shake of a rattlesnake, 'cause I was closer than you know. I'm not one to come on up, but I was knocked down row by row. I was sinking down, and you saved me. My broken oars and scuttled bow, I caught a line that you threw to me. Well, never more was in our past. I was sinking down. I was sinking down. Dim light falls as a wagon hauls the bones up to your door. Then you'll know how to see me now under rugs swept from my floor. I was sinking down, and you saved me. My broken oars and scuttled by, I caught a line that you threw to me. Well, never more was in our past. I was sinking down. I was sinking down. Those monkey bars and swinging stars, all just playgrounds full of fears. No static sounds as we laze around, watching moments
turn to years. I was sinking down, and you saved me, my broken oars and scuttled bow. I caught a line that you threw to me when nevermore was in our past. I was sinking down. I was sinking down. I was sinking down.
That's Pushing Chain live from Studio A, a tune called Broken Oars from their new self-titled album that is newly released. They're being joined today by a one-man rhythm section named Adam Booker from the UMD Jazz Department. Tell me a little bit about how your the history of your guys' relationship. How do you guys know each other?
Facebook. Yes, exactly.
it's a sordid Facebook tale.
It is. Well, in a small music community, there seems like there are a lot of musicians, and there are a lot of good musicians as well in the Northland, but exceptional musicians, not so many. So we had heard about Adam actually through our friend Russ Sackett,
and also through Chris on the CD.
Yes, he'd exactly.
Mentioned to
Chris
me that
Bates.
We should get a taste of Adam.
Exactly. And you know, most of the time Adam and I play as a duo. You know, it's a function of economics and a 1998 Honda Civic that we tour around in. So when we can, though, we like playing with other people, especially people that are way better than we are. So we got conned Adam into playing a little bit. We did a private function, and we're, you know, just starting to play out a little bit here and there. And what is so great is that, you know, he's on faculty here at UMD in the jazz department, but he grew up down in Texas, in or around Austin. So I don't know if he would say that informs what he does, but it's certainly from the downbeat first time we played. I mean, he gets what we're doing here in a hurry. So it was just like a comfortable pair of blue jeans.
It's like the Mingus Roadhouse over there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Mingus Roadhouse. There you go.
If you want to just turn the mic over a little bit. I do have a question for Adam. I've seen you playing around town. I know you play a lot with Russ Sackett. You guys were doing grog time at Tycoons for a little while there. Mm-hmm. And I'm understanding you're kind of off to something new now. You got a recital coming up in a few days.
Yes, actually I do. I have a recital here at UMD on Wednesday, 7:30 downbeat at the Weber Music Hall. Double bass recital called Bass Out of Place. I'm actually playing music by Radiohead, The Beatles, Feist, a hodgepodge of just crazy stuff that I decided that needed to be played on bass. If you've never heard a bass on a vocoder before, then you're in for a treat, or not.
Coming up Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
At UMD's Weber Music Hall. So, where am I catching you guys right now? What's been going on for the past couple months with you? Am I catching you at the beginning, the middle of a tour, the end of something? Are we just kicking off, or where have you guys been playing lately? I know you have that show coming up at the Ice House, and you've got something going on in Duluth tonight.
We typically will go out for a long weekend, 3, 4, 5 nights, depending, and then come back. As I stated, I'm a parent up in Lutzen. And Adam still works a couple, 3 days a week as a behavioral therapist. And so we're not out for extended tours right now. We just seem to be played a bunch of brew houses here this last run. But
well, you know, you can't swing a cat without hitting a brewery nowadays. So we did 3 of those in a row.
Not in Minnesota. Yeah. No.
And then tonight we have our last, we've had a second Monday of the Month residency at Amazing Grace, which is a great little folk club, of course, down in Canal Park. And we play at 6 p.m. tonight, nice and easy. So come on down to that if you're able.
Great. Well, we got time for another tune.
Wonderful. Let me just check tuning here.
I'm going to say I'm in tune. We're going to need you to tune to us.
There it is. Sorry.
It's a cold room. That's right.
Exactly. This is called One More Time. This is also a track off of our new disc, which our record label, Kingswood Records, will be officially releasing here on Tuesday the 21st, so it's you can pre-buy on iTunes. And
yeah, you can actually pre-order it and stuff now. It's kind of fun.
How about that?
Yep.
Anyway, this is One More Time. I wrote this pining back for the days when I was a young single man when I first moved up there. 2, 3.
Mind's eye memory like the beach of a book. This dog eared won't come and take a look. Little cabin in the woods, barely room for bed. I see it now, what should have been said. You know I'd say it now, what should have been said. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Another chance, yes, baby, just one more time. The nape of your neck, our legs entwined, softest of kisses and the curve of your spine. Was it winter or spring? I can recall when the morning came. The reason seemed so small when the morning came. The reason seemed so small. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Give me another chance, yes, baby, just one more time. Spinning real time while the wisdom awaits with the notice sublime. On the beds over tea, choose a hiding place. I'm wishing and hoping for one more taste. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Give me another chance, yes, baby, just one more time. It happenstance or a dream bereft. When I see you now, did like the day you left. So it's arm in arm, we'll go around again. Is it in between, yeah, the closing in. Is it in between, yeah, closing in. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Chains, yes, baby, just one more time. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Give me another chance, baby, baby, just one more time.
That is Pushing Chain with special guest Adam Booker live from Studio A. Those guys have a brand new self-titled album out. They have a show at Amazing Grace this evening down at Canal Park at 6 p.m. And then a CD release party coming up at the end of the week on the 17th at the Ice House down in Minneapolis as well. That sounded great, guys. Thanks a lot for making time.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. And thanks to Christine Dean behind the scenes here, even though she's in studio. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for being here. Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, Rick McLean, Aaron Welch, and me, Mike Nowitzki. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.